And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States this week promoted a plan for a hostage release and ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The plan comes amid tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken voiced clear disagreements between the United States and Israel over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's repeated intention to invade the southern city of Rafah. Netanyahu insists that Israel must invade Rafah to fight the last four battalions of Hamas there and locate Yahya Sinwar, the leader of Hamas in Gaza, creating pressure for a hostage release. But President Biden has made it clear he is opposed to a Rafah operation unless Israel can guarantee safety for the more than 1 million civilians sheltered there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Thursday he did not see any indication Hamas was planning any attack on U.S. troops in Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
He added measures were being put in place for the safety of military personnel, a maritime pier constructed by the U.S. military to speed the flow of humanitarian aid in Gaza, should be open within a matter of days, despite poor weather hampering preparations. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said on Thursday, the United States has called on both Israel and Hamas to ensure that aid bound for civilians in Gaza is not disrupted after a shipment from Jordan was attacked by Israeli settlers and subsequently diverted by Palestinian militants. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website,